a long ways to go.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
anywhere.
And someone slipped and fell this way. He fell over.
Backwards.
And this way.
Forwards.
And say if you'd been fishing and I asked you, did you catch any? You might say, no, what a one.
I didn't catch any.
Did you ever hear the expression, nary a one?
Nary a one, yes. I've heard it, but I wish it's not a common, it's not used around here any.
Where did you hear it?
Well, I can't recall. I've heard it, but it's not a common used expression, no.
And when you're plowing, the trenches that are cut by the plow are called
the furrow.
And when you're plowing with two horses, do you ever hear a special name for the one that walks in the furrow?
No, don't believe.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land, you'd say you
cleared it.
And wheat is tied up into a
shucks.
Okay. And then they're
Bundled.
Okay. And then they're piled up into a bundles of or piled up into a
shucks.
And talking about how much wheat you raise to an acre, you could say we raised 40
bushels.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Threshing.
Say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it, or you could say you and I. Okay. Do you think you'd be more likely to say that, or would you say me and you have to do it, or how would you
call it? Me and you, probably. You and I is the proper way.
Uh-huh. And if you were talking about some man and yourself having to do something, you'd say
we.
Or if you would you say he and I or me and him or
well you we mostly will say we have to do this thing. We're more likely to say that than anything else. Than he and I or
okay. And you say he doesn't want just you or just me for this job.
Both of us.
Huh?
Both of us.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there and you know that they recognize your voice, you could answer, it's...
I didn't understand the question.
You knock at the door.
Yes.
And somebody asks who's there and you know that they'll recognize your voice. You answer, it's...
It's me.
Huh?
It's me.
Okay.
You could...
And say if I ask you, was that John at the door? You'd say, yeah, that was...
John.
Or if you don't call his name, you'd say that was...
Don.
Or would you say that's he or that's him? Or how
yes, that's he.
Okay, is that what you probably
or, say? That's him.
And if it was a woman at the door, you'd say it's...
Her.
And there's two people, it's...
Them.
And talking about how tall you are, you'd say he's not as tall
as I am.
Or I'm not as tall
as he is.
And he can do that better.
Than I can.
And say if you'd been out to Texas and hadn't gone any more west than that, you'd say Texas is...
It's as far west as I've gone.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
It's yours.
And if it belongs to both of us...
It's ours.
And to them...
It's theirs.
And to her...
It's hers.
And to him.
It's his.
Do you ever hear people say his'n?
No, I'm afraid not.
And there was a group of people at your house and they were getting ready to leave. You'd say, well, I hope what come back again. I hope.
Y'all would come back again.
Okay. And